morning.
Good morning.
Reverend Paul is away today, so I am it with a few other people. Welcome to Consecration Sunday and Veterans Sunday. Do we have any announcements?
Hello, I am with the World Services Committee, and I am going to make the announcement about the Westfield Food Pantry and their needs for the month, which is jelly and also cereal. And also to let you know that out of the discretionary fund, the World Services Committee is going to be buying 593 jars of pasta sauce to donate to the Westfield Food Pantry, because they've been saying that they are having difficulty getting a hold of pasta sauce, so that's something that we are able to provide for them. And also just a reminder that on January 10th, there will be a trivia night in support of Hello Haiti. There is a flyer up as you go into the fellowship hall if you would like to know more about that. Thank you.
I wanted to remind everyone who might be interested to come this at 4:30 this afternoon. We're having a drumming workshop again, drumming workshop number two. And we've got some of the things we did before, but some great new activities, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And a shout out, or actually a request, if anyone can help me and right after church, bring the drums down from the second floor to the first floor. Thank you so much.
This Wednesday, the 12th, is Fellowship Day, and we have our guest entertainment will be the high school show choir. If you haven't seen them, you want to be here. It's like a Broadway show. They do such a great job. We hope we get a good crowd to support them. 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Thank you. I would like to bring to your attention all of the announcements in the back of the bulletin. There's a lot of stuff happening in the next few weeks. I'm not gonna go through them individually, but if you have questions, please find someone. If you don't know who, I can at least talk to you and hope you find someone, but there's a lot of stuff going on. All right, before we begin, let's take a moment to reflect on what's about to happen. I would like to welcome you to First Congregational Church, members, visitors. May the service bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. We are branches rooted in the vine of Christ.
We come because we seek to abide in Christ.
The branches that remain in the vine bear much fruit.
We come because we long to be spiritually branches, alive and productive.
If we abide in Christ, then Christ's words will abide in us.
We come because we strive to be faithful disciples.
We gather for worship now to the glory of the one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
May we grow wildly as God tends us lovingly.
Please join in our opening hymn, Just As I Am, number 331 in the blue hymn.
Thank you.
join me in the prayer of invocation. Ever-living God, instill in us, we pray, the trust and self-giving that your word imparts to us. Teach us again during this time together that you are always with us. Remind us that all that we have is a gift from you and is meant to be shared. The Holy Spirit calls and empowers us to live beyond our own desires. So send your Holy Spirit, we pray, that we might be overcome with its liberating courage and substance. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, their labor is in vain who build it.
Unless the Lord watches over the city, in vain sentinels keep their vigil.
It is in vain that we rise so early and go to bed so late. Vain, too, to eat the bread of toil. For you, O Lord, give to your beloved sleep.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a gift.
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Happy are they whose quiver is full of them.
They shall not be ashamed when they contend their enemies in the gate.
A reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. This is Paul's letter, second letter to Timothy. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead? And in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. For the time will come when the people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all in the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on the day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Hear today's gospel from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 16. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whenever you ask, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love one another. The word of God for the people of God.
In this church and all churches. I remember being in a church and feeling that I would never be alone. As I look at the list of questions and raised my hand for each, it certainly stirred many thoughts and emotions about how important First Congregational Church has been to myself, my family, and our life here in Westfield over the last 56 plus years. When I think of Christmas, I see our children and our grandchildren dressed in costume participating in the birth of Jesus pageant. I can almost hear the magnificent Christmas music that begins the Christmas season in early December and stays with us throughout the year. Our two boys, now men, who attended our Sunday school, who were married here, and are now parents of college-age girls, each one baptized here as infants. This will always be our family church, and in answer to the last question, being in this church always reminds me that I and we will never be alone. I am extremely grateful. As we each look deeply into our ability to help our church, church family, and community, I hope you will think prayerfully about what this church means to you. Please also consider not only your pledge card, but also the time and talents you can share. Become an active part of our church family by joining a committee, signing up to help wherever it's needed, and to get to know your church, its outreach, and its members more deeply. Many thanks to all those who have helped our church with their time, treasure, and talents. May God guide its continuation into a future filled with hope, peace, and love. Amen.
Good morning. Like Barbara, I have been blessed to be part of this church for a very long time, and my family, and I'm very grateful for it. Whether you have been here for a long time or a short time, or whether you're here for the first time, this is a wonderful institution in the service of God. As many of you know, as I think Paul said just a few weeks ago, this congregational church was 346 years old in Westfield. That's 100 years older than our nation is. This is our fourth building. This building was built in 1860, so it itself is 160 years old. And it's a magnificent structure in the center of this city that reminds people every day, whether they're part of this church or not, that Christ is here and that God is here and that we are in His service, and the service to the community is in service of Him. My more mundane role as chair of the budget committee is to thank those of you who have turned in a pledge card. Last week was the Sunday for that, and we actually had a very good response. And many of the responses were increases from last year, which we were very gratified to see, because as you know, our expenses increase pretty much every year. We are looking for more pledge cards. I know some of you have forgotten, and if you don't know what they look like, here they are. If you need one, the ushers can hand you one if you are here today and you haven't yet pledged. And we'd be very grateful for that. The reason is that to perform in service of God is a great undertaking. And Paul is very good at, as Barbara just said, enumerating that we need three things from a Christian: your time, your talent, and we have talent galore in this church, starting with the people in the choir loft behind me, and your treasure, because it does take money to run a church. We have a wonderful staff, a very large and beautiful building, and all of them take money to maintain our presence here. So we have a wonderful way to rely on the past. Those who came before us in this church over the last hundreds of years have left us with a financial foundation that is strong, but we can't rely on the past. We must, to be vibrant and living and contributing today, be laying the foundation in the present for the future of this church. And may it be as long and as glorious as our past has been. We offer so much to this community. For young people, I was a young person in the church school, this church. In the music that we create every Sunday, and particularly as Barbara mentioned in the Christmas concert. In the missions that we serve so wonderfully around our nation and around the world. And mostly in the spiritual nourishment that we receive every Sunday in this sanctuary. Those are the things that we treasure and that we value, and those are the things that we support. I will close by using a quote that I like from Winston Churchill, who is probably not quoted very often from a pulpit, because most of his, he had a rapier wit, he was very pithy, but most of his quotes had to do with adversarial situations and armed conflict and that sort of thing, as you know. But he was attributed to him to say, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." And I think that's so true, and I think it says it so well. So please reflect on that, and please attend to your pledge card if you can today or in the very near future, because the Budget Committee is in the process of preparing our budget for next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara and Steve, for your words. Now, for those that figured out, there's no sermon today. We move on to the Veterans Day recognition part of our service. As many of us know, all of us know, Tuesday is Veterans Day, a day when we recognize and give thanks for the service and sacrifice of the men and women who have served in the armed forces. These men and women and their families endure hardship, separation, and sometimes loss for the sake of keeping peace and fighting for justice around the world. Servicemen and women work to assist and build up communities and suffering populations around the world. Though we wish it were not necessary, they take up arms to protect and defend their country. At this time, I would like anyone that has served in the armed forces to please stand for us to recognize you. Thank you. We honor these people's commitment to duty and willingness to sacrifice of themselves. But let us also remember that these brave men and women are only human. Today's Psalm 123 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guards keep watch in vain." Even the strongest and bravest of human heroes stands in need of God's grace and the wisdom and guidance we seek in prayer. Let us pray. There have always been wars, dear God, because there have always been problems between human beings. As long as there has been history, battle lines have been drawn and people have fought with one another. We wish it were not so, and that we human beings had the kind of love and insight that would prevent war. But as it is so, and we don't have that kind of love and insight, we offer our prayers for all those who have volunteered or have been conscripted to fight for their countries. We thank you for their courage and often their heroism as they have faced the enemy in battle. We praise their selfless acts on behalf of fellow soldiers. We extol their wisdom gathered from the battlefield and commend their eternal souls to your loving and forgiving care. We remember especially all who presently serve in the armed forces of this and other countries and pray that for their continued safety and welfare. As they encounter danger, give them insight to understand life and death and enable them to be at peace with you and themselves. Bless the families of all who serve in the armed forces and let your Holy Spirit rest on them like a mantle to preserve them from anxiety and harm. Grant to each and every one of us a reminder of the way life, itself is a struggle between good and evil, and prepare us to defend the good and not succumb to the evil we encounter. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's supposed to be a responsive prayer. Do you guys have, I don't see them. It's in the bulletin? Okay, let's do the responsive prayer. We remember today, O God, all those who have served under the colors of their countries.
We commend them to you for their bravery, their patriotism, and their honor.
Grant those who serve today may be kept in your everlasting love and protection.
Give comfort and encouragement to their families.
We pray for the day when there will be peace on earth, and the kingdoms of this world will have become like the kingdoms of our Christ.
Hasten that day, O God, and help us to live in that hope. Imbue us with your Spirit of love and forgiveness, in order that we may understand the nature of Christ's kingdom.
Hear our prayers for our enemies in the world, that they may be converted to Christ's will for their nations and join us in a better world community. Comfort, our acts of love, our resources to help bring God's new heaven and new earth. With this, our morning offering will be received.
Oh,
loving acts of love and justice. Our resources to help bring the new heaven and the new earth into our midst. We offer you our very lives that we may be co-workers with you to bring about true change. Challenges and promises. Live the new creation. Amen.